Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Hello and welcome to an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Kathleen Haney, your running on 3 hours of sleep because anxiety keeps me up. Really excited to cook up some cauliflower steaks tonight. Poker Face starring Natasha Lyonne is my new favorite television show.
And I'm Bethany Watson, your mood ring wearing, combat boot rediscovering. I got an awesome nap on the way in today because trains are the best friend.
And every week, Bethany and I get together to discuss our lives, topics we are curious about, and what's weird in the world, and we invite you to join us. This week, we're talking about
household items that could save your life.
Oh, get out of here.
Now, Kathleen, last week, you did a very fun topic about all the things in your house that could kill you. And I was like, okay, this is fun.
Yeah.
So let's also focus on household items that could save your life.
Did you include my very successful, soon to be successful idea of designing bespoke fire extinguishers on that list?
You know what? You did not, but not because it's not a good idea. I didn't include it because I wanted to include things that are surprisingly going to save your life. Because a lot of these things are like fire extinguisher, ladder that comes out of your house, ibuprofen, right? Like, but these are things that you might be surprised.
I love doctor shows. I always have. what was the one with George Clooney? Oh, ER.
ER, yeah.
Loved ER. Watched it when I was way too young. Love Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy. I'm a big House fan.
Oh, House is a great show.
Yep.
And right now, I am just nearing the end of the New Amsterdam series.
Oh, my goodness.
And one of my favorite things that happens on every single medical show is when someone's lungs fill up with liquid.
Oh, it's bad.
And then someone else jabs a pen or a straw into the person who's dying's throat.
Yeah.
An everyday item that can save your life.
Yeah, it's an emergency tracheotomy using the outside container of a Bic pen.
That is
every
right.
Every time. House is the show that taught me never swallow a toothpick, because what will happen is your system will slowly shut down from the top all the way down to the bottom as the toothpick pierces your various internal organs.
Oh.
But because you're part of the Romani culture, no one will take you seriously because everyone's racist.
That is, you make an excellent point
about
that.
So it took Dr. House realizing it's going through top to bottom. In fact, the toothpick. He swallowed it. Never swallow a toothpick.
On an episode of New Amsterdam that I was watching recently, a woman, there was like an explosion at a wedding.
Uh-oh.
And a woman shows up at the ER. Like all of the guests, the wedding guests had to go to the ER. And this one woman is like, oh, I have some cuts and bruises. Maybe my ankle is sprained. And then all of a sudden she starts coughing up blood.
Not blood.
And it's because in all of the commotion, she ran through the champagne tower and swallowed glass. Which I think it might be the least likely thing to ever happen.
I know, but you have, it's got to be hard to think of different ways to injure people every single week on these procedural doctor shows.
I read once, and I didn't expect this, that Scrubs was the most medically, factually correct medical television show or something like that.
I mean, yeah, I think because their show focused more on the relationships, right? So they didn't. I don't know. They didn't probably have to make the medical stuff as exciting.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, with House or ER, it was about, you know, a boy is stuck in a vent.
That's the one where George Clooney opens his throat with the pen.
He's going to drown or something.
Oh,
and so, like,
God.
It's got to be real exciting. A helicopter has to crash into the hospital.
I wonder whatever happened to that boy.
I think he's fine now. I think he went on to be a realtor.
Oh, okay. That is my favorite thing, when a child actor is in a really good movie and they're really good in the movie and then they never did anything ever again.
I stopped having fun.
I know.
There's this, I think we've talked before about the little girl who is in the movie Orphan.
Yeah.
The little, like, she's half deaf and she does, she's so damn cute. And I think she kept acting, but like she's the kind of child actor that I'm like, you either go on and have like the most brilliant career or you never act again. And everyone's like, she was so good. Where'd she go? She's so great. I'm obsessed with her. Her last name's Engineer.
Along the same vein, I cannot get enough of Devon Sawa retiring from acting and then opening up gas stations.
Yep. And now he acts again.
Yeah. I mean, he is one of the best followers on Twitter.
He's
truly
great. He pokes such fun at his younger self.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I like him an awful lot. I forgot he had gas stations.
Yeah, that's his like main source of income. He owns a chain of gas stations.
So, Kathleen, can you give us an update? What's the latest with your neighbors upstairs? Because I know people are really invested.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny. When we released that episode, coincidentally, a bunch of TikToks really started to gain steam. One in particular about noisy neighbors upstairs. And it's this guy sitting on his computer, and you can see his apartment, and the music coming from upstairs is so loud until he realizes that he can connect to their Bluetooth upstairs. And so he stops their music. He plays his song, which is just a track of him singing, "Your music is too loud. Shut the fuck up. Your music is too loud. Shut the fuck up." And a lot of people sent that to me. Okay. I'm here to give you an update.
What's the update?
Bethany, the management company tried to call me.
Okay.
I was like, nuh-uh, I'm not picking up. I don't play this game. It's in writing or like we're going to, I mean, I'm not going to hire a lawyer, but
sure,
you know, we're going to court.
Did you know what the purpose of their call was?
Yeah, they had read all of the materials, all the evidence that I sent over to them, and they wanted to like talk to me about the situation. Anyway, finally got them to put in writing that the people upstairs, the guys upstairs, had been given a warning.
Okay.
Okay. And that they wouldn't do it again.
Okay.
And I said, okay, but that's not good enough for me. I need to know that you told the owners what is happening.
Okay.
And finally, they were like, okay, yes, we told the owners. The guys upstairs came down, said sorry to Neil, and they gave him a bottle of wine.
Okay.
And they said, we won't do it again. And apparently they're moving out in May and all is well in the world now.
And they haven't done it again.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
But the Super Bowl is next weekend. We're recording this a week early. The Super Bowl would have already happened by the time this episode comes out.
Yeah.
So time will tell.
I am so curious what's going to happen at the Super Bowl.
Never know.
Because like they have one of two choices. They either have to find someone else's house to celebrate at,
mm-hmm.
or have the quietest little Super Bowl party you've ever seen.
I mean, they better be wearing 10 pairs of fucking socks.
That's nuts. Here's the other thing. It just blows my mind that people just don't get rugs.
I know.
Just get a rug.
Yeah, or just like walk like a ballerina with your toes first.
Toe heel.
Yeah.
Toe heel, neat feet.
It's not that much harder than heel, toe, heel, toe.
No, it really isn't. Did Neil say how they came across? Like, did they seem annoyed or truly repentant?
They were very sorry. I think probably because I was tracking the links, you know, like my files to see if they actually listened to the stuff I sent over. And they did. And
okay.
I think that once they could actually hear what we were experiencing downstairs, they were very sorry.
This is a very good lesson to all of you listening, gentle listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Always tape stuff. I mean, always tape stuff because whether it's, I mean, make sure it's legal that you're taping it, but like always tape stuff because you just, people won't believe you mm-hmm. until they hear it themselves. This is why people have such a hard time when they get abducted by aliens.
Yeah.
No one believes them because they're not allowed to come back with evidence.
No,
you know,
you're right.
Betty Hill tried to take back that little astronomy book that she saw on the spaceship and the guy was going to give it to her. But then the other alien said, you can't have her take that back. And she had to give it back.
You have to Google, you know, what the laws are about taping.
Yeah.
But then maybe you even got to take it a step further because you don't want the police to, I don't know, take your computer and be like, hey, we saw in your history that you were looking this up. So you have to get a phone of a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
And look it up that way.
Yeah. And even if you look it up on an incognito mode, it's only hiding it from their phone. It's not hiding it from the police.
I know. Yeah. So Chrome still knows that you're looking at ways to get revenge on your neighbors and also porn.
Unless you have the same police officers that looked into the Casey Kaylee Anthony case who didn't know that Chrome was a thing. And so because her Internet Explorer didn't have the searches.
Oh, my God.
I'm coughing out of rage. That was a while ago, though. I think police know what Chrome is now.
Every police department, it should be mandatory that a millennial mm-hmm. or a Gen Z is on staff and their job title is just millennial or Gen Z representative.
Yeah. Making sure that we don't make ourselves look like asses.
Yeah. And how many times does it happen in Law and Order where there's some sort of teen or young adult in trouble and the police are like, stay home, don't go on your phone, don't contact anybody. You need a millennial or Gen Z representative to really talk to that crime victim to yeah. explain to them exactly why they cannot contact their attacker on Instagram DM.
Yeah, I mean, why are you contacting your attacker in the first place?
I mean, it really messes with your legal case.
Yeah, it screws it all up.
It does.
Thank you, Kathleen. All right, gentle listener, if you are a cat owner, you know that when your cat is healthy, your cat is happy. And that makes you happy. But as a cat owner myself, since I'm not a mind reader, I don't always know when Minerva is healthy. Helping me know that she's healthy is just one reason that I use Pretty Litter.
Pretty Litter is the coolest product.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I feel like when you're a cat owner, you're like, what's wrong? What's wrong? Are you hiding because you're mad at me and you're a total biatch? Or are you hiding because there's something wrong with you internally?
Yes.
And you don't have the words to describe to me how you're feeling. And that is where Pretty Litter comes in to be the, I don't know, the mediator of you between you and your cat.
Totally. So Pretty Litter is made of ultra absorbent crystals. They trap odor instantly, so there's no more cat bathroom smell.
Yes.
Because it's not just about Pretty Litter showing you different colors based on how your cat is health-wise.
Yes.
It's also a great cat litter.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, when your cat pees on it, if there's something wrong with your cat, the litter turns colors and it tells you what's wrong with your cat. How amazing is that?
Plus, because it's a light crystal base, there's minimal mess, minimal dust, and the crystals last up to a month, which means less scooping and fewer trips to the garbage can.
I can tell you that there has been less scooping. Not because I'm doing the scooping, but my husband was like, yes, I've been scooping less.
So Pretty Litter helps keep our cats healthy and it keeps odors down. You and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as we do.
All you have to do is go to prettylitter.com/taste to save 20% on your first order.
That's prettylitter.com/taste to save 20%. prettylitter.com/taste. All right, Kathleen, let's talk about, look around your home.
Mm-hmm.
Here are some items in your home that could save your life.
Is my glue gun one of them?
Close.
Oh, cool, cool.
Super glue.
Yes.
Super glue could save your life. Do you know why?
Because it can close up wounds.
Abso-freaking-lutely.
Yeah.
So according to BobVila.com, doomsday preppers, hunters, and tradespeople have used this for years. So if you have a clean cut
yeah.
and it's not terribly deep, if you don't have bandages, you use super glue. You spread it over the cut before it dries.
Yeah.
And it creates this web that keeps the wound closed and keeps stuff out of it as new skin forms.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned this because in my three things, I talked about how Poker Face with Natasha Lyonne is one of my new favorite shows.
Yeah.
I think we watch it on Peacock.
Okay.
She is truly one of the weirdest, most original, most captivating actors.
Yeah.
She just has this thing going on where I can't look away. And her character on that TV show always uses super glue. She's kind of like on the run. She uses super glue to seal up her wounds
yeah.
and the wounds of other people all the time.
And doesn't it also help you like cover your fingerprints? Put like a seal of super glue over your fingerprints.
Yeah.
But it also makes it hard to unlock your phone.
Yeah. And it's hard to get off too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's super hard. Okay. Another one.
Mm-hmm.
Plastic wrap.
Oh.
Now this is cling wrap,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So it can help heal minor burns.
Huh.
So if you get a burn,
yeah.
run cold water over the burned area to take away the heat and keep the burn from spreading.
Yeah.
And then wrap it in cling wrap. It keeps the area clean,
yeah.
but it also keeps it hydrated and covers those exposed nerve endings that are causing you pain.
That is really a good trick.
Yeah, cling wrap. I put honey on my burns. I've heard you're supposed to.
Once I got a really bad chemical peel that I didn't sign up for. I just went for a normal facial. And I remember like almost in tears. I was in so much pain. And you yeah. were like,
Put
honey on it.
That'll work. All right, here's another one.
Uh-huh.
I think a lot of people learned this when the pandemic first started. A bra. Do you remember why people were pulling out their bras at the beginning of the pandemic?
Because they were using them as masks.
They were using them as masks. So if you are in a situation where you're like a survivor of rubble or you need to get particulates out of the air or like live through that.
I don't know why I just laughed when you're like survivor of rubble and I'm like.
You put the bra over your mouth. The cup is usually like perfectly sized to fit over your nose and mouth.
Uh-huh.
And then the straps of the bra can be used as like straps around your head.
I've also seen bras being used on TV and in movies. You get the wire.
Yes.
Out from underneath the bra. Wire.
Yeah.
Does anybody wear a bra with a wire in it anymore?
Yes. I think larger breasted people still need that wire. I was also on Instagram yesterday. Britney Spears showed up dancing.
Mm.
And I felt bad because she was wearing this cute bustier dress, but the wire was almost completely out of the top. Aww. So you could see the wire like kind of up and around her boob. And aww. I was just like, oh, honey.
Poor Britney. It breaks my heart. I
know.
I want the best for her.
I do, too. I was having a whole conversation last night about it. it was a fairly one-sided conversation about how I'm worried about Britney.
We're all worried about Britney.
Okay, let's talk about gum.
Oh.
What is it about gum that you think can save your life? If you get this, it will blow my mind and I'll be so impressed.
Gum can plug your nostrils.
You're right.
Okay, it can plug your ears too.
You can plug all your orifices. Shove it up an orifice.
And it can, if you have a blister, you can put gum over your blister and like put a little cushioning in your shoe or something.
Sure, yeah, that all works.
Okay.
So here's what they say.
Yeah.
Let's say you're alone in your house and it's cold and you're like, I need fire.
Yeah.
Okay. I need fire. I have, what have I? I have gum. I have battery.
The power has gone out.
Right. No power.
Yeah.
So give yourself a AA battery.
Yeah.
Use the foil backed wrapper of the gum to short circuit the AA battery and start a flame.
Okay.
So here's what you do. You tear the wrapper into an hourglass shape and you touch the foil to the positive and negative battery terminals.
Hmm.
That current is going to briefly cause the paper wrapper to ignite. So then you use that flame to light a candle or a tinder or whatever.
Or dryer lint.
Or dryer lint. Highly flammable.
Highly flammable. Yep. That is really easy to start a fire with.
Yeah.
But make sure you don't buy the gum that comes rolled up like a tape measure.
No, because that has no foil.
What is the name of that gum?
Fruit by the foot.
Fruit by the foot.
It's 6 feet of fruity fun for you.
When I was in Mexico, I was in a bodega, and like every night before we would go back to the hotel after coming home from the restaurants, we would all go and buy just like huge jugs of water.
Yeah,
bottled
sure.
water.
Yeah.
And I had a friend who literally yelped in this bodega, like scared the poor person working behind the register half to death because she spotted grape fruit by the foot.
That's an anachronism.
And she's like, they don't sell this in America anymore.
No. What else could you find down there?
She's like, I'm going to try one, see if it's good. And then if it is, I'm coming back for the rest.
You know what? I feel like, because you were talking last time about how they also sell like Xanax. Was that the same bodega?
All the bodegas are owned by the same company. So they all sell all of the same, Xanax and Adderall. And you want some Prozac? We got Prozac. We got Prozac back here.
You may need to go down to Mexico moving forward because my psychiatrist told me that there is a shortage on Lexapro.
And a shortage on ADHD medication,
too. So that's not good.
Yeah. Somebody was just telling me about a friend of theirs in Tennessee.
Okay.
I think Nashville. She's like a social media personality. And she was doing a whole story on how literally the bane of her existence is having to be organized and like seek things out when she's not on her medication. But she had to go to like 15 pharmacies to find the pharmacies that had her medication so she didn't have to go any days without it.
That's crazy.
I have been noticing that my medications have been coming in 30-day supplies instead of 90-day supplies.
Yeah. Yep.
They won't do the 90-day supplies anymore.
Yep. Same. They just don't have it.
Which is so annoying because I cannot make it to the pharmacy. It's part of my mental illness.
I don't mean to laugh at mental illness. It's just like, it is.
It is.
What are you supposed to do? It's like one of the hardest things to do when you are having like a breakdown is either find your medication or find a new therapist.
Uh-huh.
Super hard.
Oh God.
Speaking of super hard,
yeah.
How do you make a candle in your dark house if you don't have a candle in your dark house?
I know this is easy peasy.
How?
You make it out of butter.
Oh, yeah. I suppose you can make it out of butter.
Yeah. Haven't you seen on TikTok people doing butter candles?
Butter candles.
And then they dip their like chunks of bread in it.
Delicious. It
looks good.
Okay. This is using a tuna can.
Oh.
I had never heard of this before.
Okay.
So if you are a doomsday prepper, you should always have several cans of tuna in oil, not water.
Oh.
That therein lies the difference. Mm. So if you don't have batteries for your flashlight, you take a can of tuna.
Mm-hmm.
You stab a small hole in the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be the oil kind. Then you take a 2x5-inch piece of newspaper or mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah.
Take paper.
Yeah.
You roll it tightly into a wick.
Uh-huh.
Shove it into the hole in the tuna can.
Yeah.
And you want to like get it in there, but you want about a half inch exposed at the top.
Okay.
Wait a little bit for the wick to soak up the oil. Light that sucker on fire. You have a little candle.
I am blown away by that.
They said it will burn. It's a new oil lamp. It will burn for about 2 hours. And the best part is that even when it's done, you can still eat the tuna.
Who buys tuna and oil?
See, I don't know anybody, but it's always there. So someone's buying it.
Is it because you and I were coming of age in the 90s?
Yes.
Where fat-free
yes.
was like a thing.
Yes.
And God forbid you have tuna in like comes in oil.
Yeah.
Because every single mom out there was trying to save every calorie.
Yeah. It was a real problematic eating time for a lot of people.
And then they would make your freaking tuna sandwiches with fat-free mayo.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like unreal.
Yeah. So now it doesn't taste like anything. It just has a weird texture.
Ugh. Yeah. For most of us, learning a second language in high school or college wasn't exactly a high point in our academic careers. I think my French teacher told us there's only three things that you need in life. You need a passport, you need condoms, and you need to know how to speak French.
I feel like that's a skewed view of everything.
You know, she was a strange bird, but she made me really fall in love with the French language. And that's why I have been obsessed with living in Paris at some point during my life ever since I was 15.
And when I was in high school and college, I took Spanish and I loved Spanish, but I had always wished I took French as well because it's such a pretty language. And that is why I'm so excited we have partnered with Babbel, because thanks to Babbel, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions.
Yeah.
There is an addictively fun and easy way to learn a new language.
Bethany, last time I was in Paris, I was like, you know, I would learn a phrase before I knew I was going to have to speak it to somebody.
Yeah.
And we had reservations at this restaurant and I kept repeating the phrase over and over to myself. And so I wanted to say, I have a reservation at 7 p.m. So I was like playing it in my earbud with a different app, just repeating the phrase to me over and over.
Yeah.
And I walked right up to the hostess desk and I was like, j'ai une réservation à 19h. And she looked right at me and she says in English, aw, you're trying.
Oh my God.
And this wouldn't have happened to me, this deep, deep shame that I now hold inside my heart, if at the time I had had access to an amazing language app like Babbel.
Whether you're going to be traveling abroad or connecting in a deeper way with family, or you just have some free time, Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons that you'll actually use in the real world.
I selected the 5 minutes a day plan.
Nice.
Because that's all I have, really.
Yeah.
And I'm lucky if I have that. But actually doing Babbel is so fun. Bethany, on my first lesson, I got a perfect score.
Look at you.
And Babbel told me, fantastic, Kathleen.
There are so many ways to learn with Babbel. You can do those bite-sized lessons. They also have access to podcasts, games, videos, stories, even live classes, and get a 20-day money-back guarantee. So try it for yourself. Start learning your new language today with Babbel.
Right now, you can get up to 55% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/taste.
That's babbel.com/taste for up to 55% off your subscription.
Babbel, language for life.
Okay, Kathleen, so now here's what's going on.
Yeah.
Emergency situation. We were inside with our tuna can oil.
Yeah.
We started that fire using a battery and some gum.
Uh-huh.
We took care of our burn and our gaping wound has been closed.
Uh-huh.
But now we got trapped out of our house.
Oh.
Okay, so we are outside and the weather, she's inclement. Okay? So here's what we have to do. Now we have to try and start a fire outside.
Yeah.
But what do we do? It's been raining. All of our Tinder is wet. Mm-hmm. Our Tinder, she's wet. Mm-hmm. So this is why, gentle listener, you always want to have someone who gets their period around you at all times in case of emergency.
What?
Because if you need to start a fire Boy Scout style, uh-huh. you just got to get yourself a tampon. Because tampons yeah. are the best Tinder you could find. So take the cotton tampon
yeah.
out of the plastic applicator if you use a plastic applicator or just out of the wrapper.
What kind of monster doesn't use a plastic applicator?
I know a lot of people who don't use because they're not good for the earth. So they just sort of like they use their God-given applicator, i.e.
yeah.
fingers, and they just shove it up there.
It just hurts.
I know. I don't like it.
No, me neither.
I don't like it. That's why I opt out of getting my period.
Yeah.
I told the universe, I opt out, and the universe agreed. Okay, so you take it out of everything it's in. Uh-huh. Then you pull apart the tampon. Whatever, cotton threads.
Yeah, yeah.
And apparently it is highly flammable, which is awesome for your campfire, awful if you are around a fire and you have your period.
I always laugh when I see unused tampons that have been pulled apart because they look like a spatchcocked chicken to me.
They do. They look like some sort of aquatic animal that got stuck outside and it's so violent. It's so violent.
I once had a leak in the ceiling coming from the unit above me. And I had like a box of tampons, a brand that yeah. I didn't necessarily like. And so I started like panic tacking them to the ceiling.
Totally.
And turns out that the female body doesn't leak as much blood as I think it does
yeah.
because those tampons were filling up in 2 seconds flat.
It really is crazy. I remember this a long time ago. Someone was talking about, it was like a help call-in show, something or other. And
yeah.
this woman called in and she was like, when I get my period, it's like gallons of blood.
Oh.
And the doctor was like, it's not. It seems like it is.
Yeah.
But then he did this thing where he took his glass of water and he poured like pour and lift.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just like a second worth of water onto the floor.
Yeah.
He was like, look how big that puddle looks. And that's maybe 2 tablespoons of water, right? So like it seems like it's so much, even when it's not that much, just because we're seeing the fallout of it.
Can we talk about call-in radio shows for a second?
Absolutely.
Where have they gone?
They're gone. Sirius. They're all on Sirius.
I miss them so much.
Yeah.
I used to love in the 90s when I was a little kid and it was content that was way too mature for me.
Yeah.
Like call-in sex shows.
Loveline?
Oh my God.
Yeah, Loveline with Dr. Drew.
I mean, we talk about normalizing, stigmatized things like kinks and
yeah.
mental health and sexy stuff
yeah.
and sexuality and whatever on the internet a lot.
Yeah.
I really feel like the next level of that is to bring back call-in radio shows.
Those shows really were ahead of their time because
yes.
people would call into Loveline and they'd be like, Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I remember this one. It was someone who, it was a penis owner.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
guy. The guy was like, when I go to the bathroom,
uh-huh.
we have those little tabs that you put in your toilet so that when you flush, it cleans the toilet.
Yeah.
It's like a blue tab.
Uh-huh.
He's like, I like to sit down when I pee, Dr. Drew. And it dyed my penis blue. And Dr. Drew straight up said, no, it didn't.
Oh, my God.
He's like, that didn't happen. There's a couple reasons that didn't happen. No, it didn't. And they just moved on with their life.
Do you remember years ago, we did an episode of this podcast and it was you, me, and both of our significant others.
Yes, yes.
And we talked about sitting down to pee
mm-hmm.
and both of our significant others said, yes, that they do it.
It's a luxury.
And Dennis, he kind of like accidentally revealed that he's well hung.
Well, we'll link that show, we'll link that episode in the show notes.
That was a good one.
It's one of those things where you say something and you think that it's a common occurrence for everyone. And everyone else is like, that's never happened to me before.
That happened to me yesterday. Was it you and I discussing something? And I was like, you know, when something happens.
I don't think that was us.
And you were like, no, that never happens to me.
I was in a situation. God, how do I gently? I was in a situation with a group of people. This was probably the last time I went to a group outing this happened, which explains why I haven't been to one since. And someone was like, we all deal with green stuff between our toes. And we were like, oh, you outed yourself. That's not common.
I remember what it was.
What was it? What was it? What was it?
Okay. I was limping around yesterday and Neil's like, what's wrong? Because I'm walking and I'm like, ow, ow, ow. And I said, my baby toe hurts. Like it was chilly in my apartment all morning and I was wearing the lovely knitted socks that your mom gifted me. Yeah. They are my favorite socks to wear around the apartment. But it got to be pretty warm yesterday and I didn't take my socks off.
Uh-oh.
And so my feet were kind of like a little wet.
Sure.
Inside my knitted socks all day. And at the end of the day, I started getting like this throbbing.
Oh, no.
In my baby toe. And I realized that 2 days prior, I was doing this thing where I was stretching and I was spreading my toes.
Uh-huh.
And I must have some athlete's foot. between my right foot, between my pinky toe and the one next to it.
Yeah.
Because when I was spreading my toes, the skin split there.
Ooh, ow, ow, ow.
There was like a little fissure happened.
Yeah, that's happened to
and
me.
And then I was like, oh, I need to get up and put some, you know, whatever the athlete's foot cream is on it. And then I just kept forgetting.
Sure, yeah.
And yesterday after that cut was like sitting in my sock all day, my pinky toe was throbbing. And I said to Neil, you know, when you get like that cut between your toes, and it starts to hurt. And he's like, no. And I was like, have you never had athlete's foot? First of all, when he asked me what was wrong, I almost didn't want to tell him that I had athlete's foot.
Yeah.
His genitals have been inside of mine and yet I don't want to tell him.
Isn't it funny? Athlete's foot feels like the grossest thing you could possibly confess to anyone.
Yeah. I was like, no, don't you just like kind of permanently live with athlete's foot? between your baby toe and the one next to it. And he's like, absolutely not. I was like, yes, you do. Like, it happens to everybody. He's like, no, it doesn't.
It's so mortifying. We've all done that.
And he's like, I've never had athlete's foot that caused me pain other than itching. Why are you so weird? So
it's like, well, you know what, Neil?
Yeah.
You know what you should do?
Yeah.
Cut him between his toes. That'll show him.
I am going to cut him between his toes.
Yeah. Hide underneath his bed like in a pet cemetery and just cut him on the toe.
I cut him down in so many other ways. I'm just going to call it even.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's move on to another thing. Let's get your... Okay, Kathleen.
Yeah.
You started the fire
uh-huh.
and that was awesome.
Yeah.
And so then you were able to get the energy to get into your car and drive away. Don't think too hard about it.
Okay.
So now you're in your car and it's a blizzard.
Yeah.
That inclement weather turned to blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now you run out of gas and you're in your car and you're stuck on the freeway with no gas. How are you going to stay warm?
Mm. That is a good question. I probably should be keeping one of those like blankets that they put on marathon runners.
Yeah, those shiny, the metallic ones.
I probably should have one of those in my car.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. So here's what you want to do. It's surprising, Kathleen.
Oh.
That a candle can provide enough heat to raise the temperature of a small space a few life-saving degrees.
Oh.
So even if you're in a car, this is from Outside Online.
Yeah.
And it's cold because you're in an enclosed car. If you have a candle lit, you can raise it a couple degrees enough to keep you from going, you know, frozen.
That's really interesting.
So here's what you're going to do.
Uh-huh.
You know that lip balm you keep in your glove compartment?
Yeah, sure do.
You're going to pull that out.
Okay.
Okay. Now also, because you planned ahead, you also have a tampon.
Okay. I mean, my car is always just filled with junk.
Yeah.
So all of this is totally plausible.
This is great.
Mm-hmm.
And you have that tampon. And also, you know how you keep paper clips in your car?
Sure do.
You got one of those too.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what you're going to do. You're going to take your tube of lip balm.
Yeah.
You're going to take the cotton string from the tampon.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you're going to use the paper clip to shove it into the center of the tube of lip balm.
Yeah.
Then you're going to light the end of the tampon.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to get an instant candle that can burn for about 2 hours.
Oh.
And to keep the plastic tube of the lip balm from catching fire, you just keep twisting the lip balm up as it burns down.
That sounds like a lot of physical manual labor.
It's literally just twisting your fingers a little bit once every few half hours.
Okay, yeah, no, you're right. It's not that much labor.
On the picture on the internet had the candle chapstick sitting on top of a CD that had been ejected from the car CD player, so it was forming a little table.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, it was a good picture. I enjoyed the tableau.
Oh, dope. You know what? I think I'm probably just going to put a regular Jesus candle in my car.
Oh, yeah. I like those a lot.
Yeah. You know, and some matches and, you know, just be prepared.
I want that worship candle that's Moira Rose standing like a saint. All right. Here's the last one.
Yeah.
Now, this is a real will they, won't they? Uh-huh. Because if you're in the woods and you're trapped in the woods, so you got out of your car just fine.
Yeah.
And you had to run into the woods.
Yeah. And I don't know. Who's chasing me?
I don't know. Because you can't afford to turn around and look.
Maybe I'm pulled over on the side of the highway during the blizzard.
Yeah.
Somebody comes and pretends to be a cop.
Yep.
Who's trying to help me. But then I realize that they're actually trying to abduct me.
Yes.
So now I have to run into the woods.
Right. So you've run into the woods now. And luckily for you, before you ran into the woods, you grabbed a bag of chips.
Oh. Sun chips.
Delicious.
I love sun chips in the car.
Okay, so you have these oily chips. Now, you may want to eat them, but you may want to start a fire because we're always starting fires here on this show.
Starting fires does not fill my belly.
And that's the problem. Mm. So here's the thing. When you need to light a fire, those chips are oily.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be better used as kindling for a signal fire.
I should probably then just make sure I'm keeping like a healthy stash of Fritos.
Yep. Fritos.
Or Bugles. Bugles.
Yeah, you can put them on your finger and play Monster and then you can signal for help.
Munchos.
What are Munchos?
Oh my, maybe. I think we've discussed this before. I think it was an East Coast thing.
Gotcha.
But it was like a chip that had it was really crunchy, but it had like a spongy texture.
Ooh.
Like a lot of holes in it.
Oh my God.
Looked like a pork rind almost.
I need these.
Was a potato chip.
I need these.
Oh my God, so good.
The best part about doing this, by the way, is that you light it on fire, the smoke rises, and then the Mylar inside of the bag, you can use that to try and reflect sun as a beacon to rescue planes.
It's the same physical property as using the reflection on the gum wrapper, right?
Totally. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A conductor.
The conductor, and it helps you reflect light. So if a rescue plane is overhead, you can use that Mylar and the sun to be like, Hey, I'm here. Hey, hello.
Have you seen the Instagram video that is a picture of sunlight coming through a window at just the right angle that the faux leather couch starts to light on fire?
No. God, the sun is scary.
And that is a new level of fear in my, you know what? I'm like so afraid of fire.
I know.
As per mentioned on last episode. And now every time I leave the house, I have to close the blinds a certain amount so my cats can still see outside.
Yeah.
But that's so a ray of light doesn't get in and burn my place down.
Here's the irony of fire.
Yeah.
The fire-ny is that you want it when you can't find it and you don't want it when it just shows up.
Like other common household items.
Yeah.
You always see it when you don't need it. Yep. Scissors.
Scissors.
Nail file.
Paper clip.
Floss.
Oh, rubber band.
Oh, always a rubber band.
I took note the other day there's a rubber band in my makeup drawer. So I'm tucking that away for future use.
I feel like women are so good at paying attention to detail where random shit is.
Totally.
Because Neil will be like, oh my God, where are my old earbuds that I only use as a backup that I haven't used in 3 weeks? And I'll be like, oh, I know where they are. And I walk into the bedroom, like pick up a sweatshirt that's under a chair under a book or whatever, and they're right there.
There
and I
knew
that. I just know that they're there.
Next time I need a binder clip, it's in my sweater drawer.
Bethany.
Kathleen, my body is having such a different reaction to caffeine than ever before in my life.
Oh.
I used to be able to drink tons of caffeine and be fine.
Famously.
Yeah. Now I am getting jittery the first cup of coffee in the morning.
Oh my God, that is so upsetting.
Kathleen, it's been devastating. So I have been really leaning into Magic Mind, and it gives me the kind of focus and awakeness coffee used to give me before my body rejected coffee completely.
And gentle listener, if you're like, hey, what is this Magic Mind? I would like some mind that is magic as well. Well, it is the world's first productivity drink that contains all of the good stuff. It contains matcha, adaptogens, neurotropics, and more. It comes in these little tiny bottles. It's like a green shot of just brain food, and it helps with your cognition. It helps with your energy. It helps with stress maintenance. It also gives you energy boosts, and it can make you kind of like a happier person.
I don't know if it can like up your health. happiness, but maybe. But I will tell you, truly, I feel more clear-headed than I do if I drink just caffeine in the morning.
Yes.
I am trying to really cut down on coffee. So instead, I'm having one cup of coffee in the morning, and then I take a shot of Magic Mind.
Oh.
And it just sort of enhances the effect of coffee, but I'm not getting the crazy amounts of jitters that I would if I was drinking straight coffee.
You know, mine arrived yesterday, and I haven't tried it yet, Bethany, but I know that you've been saying you are so much more productive.
Yeah, I love it.
When you have Magic Mind and all of that good stuff that's in it, all the stuff that makes it green, it helps boost your immunity too.
So if you're like me, I absolutely recommend that you go check them out at magicmind.co/taste and join a community of go-getters. You can also use our discount code TASTE20 to get up to 56% off your first subscription or 20% off your first one-time purchase.
Our code only lasts for 10 days, so hurry up.
Again, go to magicmind.co/taste and then use the code TASTE20 to get up to 56% off your subscription for the next 10 days or 20% off your one-time purchase.
So I went to, what do you call those comedy shows where everything's done on the fly?
Oh, like
an improv show.
Oh, an improv show. Yeah, totally.
I went to an improv show with my friends this weekend. It was called something like an uplifting show about depression.
Great.
So it talked a lot about mental health, and they did all these little skits, and some people read essays and stuff, and it was really good. And there was an essay. One of the essays was read by this woman who has OCD.
Okay.
And she was wearing this sweatshirt that said, OCD is not an adjective.
Oh, interesting.
And it got me thinking. It's pretty common now that people know not to use the word gay as an adjective.
Sure.
Or the R word.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to say it.
Nope.
Can you think of any other examples of things that people know now? They know better than to use these words as adjectives.
I think people are learning the word. Oh, it's a,
I know.
Just, it's like hard to say. You know, I don't want to say it.
Yeah, say the first letter. I'll probably get it.
S-P-A-Z to describe, you know, just like sort of freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is the word lame, I think, is working. People are slowly phasing that one out to describe something dumb. But yeah, it's a lot of like words that are used either pejoratively against a person or are actual descriptors of a person that are being used pejoratively.
Like, I think I used to use in middle school, like, ugh, stop being such a mental patient.
Oh, God. Yeah, right?
And
yeah.
I would never say that nowadays. Yeah. But there are a handful of words that are still commonly used that maybe we want to think more closely about.
Sure.
This woman got up at the show and she read her essay about how the way that OCD presented in her was it was more like intrusive thoughts.
Okay.
Instead of I'm going to line up all my M&Ms.
Sure. So it was more like, did she give examples?
Yeah. She said, unfortunately, in her case, it was weird sexual intrusive thoughts.
Oh, wow.
Like, she would be like having, I don't know, she's at someone's house and they have a chihuahua,
chihuahua.
And she would start having sexual thoughts about what it would be like to have sex with that
dog. Oh.
And it's just something that like creeps into her mind all the time. Another example she gave was like, am I sexually attracted to my grandma?
Weird.
And it actually, I didn't know that, but this is a common symptom of people with OCD.
And I bet there are so many people right now listening to this going, wait, that's kind of me. Mm-hmm. Like, I definitely have had a thought like that. Like, I say it's weird, but it's probably actually fairly common.
Fairly common, except when it starts to hinder how you live your life.
Sure, yep.
You know, like, sometimes I'll get a weird thought like that, and then I shake my head, and I go, ugh.
Yeah.
You know, like, and then I say to myself, why are you so fucked up that you're thinking about that?
Like, I'll just see someone and be like, I could push them off that cliff.
Yes.
You don't.
Yeah.
But it's definitely an intrusive thought.
Yeah. Or you're in a store and you're like, I could steal this right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, nobody would notice.
No one would say a thing.
I know. I could cut this line. No one was going to notice.
I could cut this man. No one would notice.
No one would notice. I could rob this bank.
No one would notice.
Someone would probably notice. And so she did this whole thing about how she didn't know how to diagnose herself. And then finally, when a doctor was able to help her, it really took a long time for her to come to terms with the thoughts were not a part of her. They were just thoughts.
Ooh, like, I like that.
She shouldn't define herself by someone who has weird, obtrusive OCD thoughts. Mm-hmm. It was just a symptom of her illness, like getting a fever is a symptom of, having a virus or whatever.
Sure. Fascinating.
And she went on to then discuss how she really dislikes it when people say the phrase or use the term, ugh, I am OCD about loading my dishwasher.
Sure. Yeah. Just to describe being a perfectionist.
And I have sort of been tumbling this around in my brain for a while as somebody with ADHD. Mm-hmm. That is also a common one. That's like, oh, God, my ADD is so bad today.
Yeah.
And people will say that when they're having a little bit trouble concentrating.
Yeah.
But not necessarily when they have
right.
ADD or ADHD. And I'm loving all of the ADHD content that I see on Instagram and Facebook Reels. For once, am starting to sort of understand how my mind works. You know how I famously won't go to the post office?
Yeah. It's a big thing.
It's a bit like instead of sending my cousin's toothbrush back, I just threw it out.
After like a year,
after
right?
After a year. Yeah, after a year, I just wouldn't go to the post office. And I saw somebody else with ADHD say, I can't go to the post office.
So what is it about that?
It's just, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Returning clothes that I have purchased that I know need to go back. Mm-hmm. That's one of them. Mail. I saw somebody else on Instagram say that one of their issues is mail building up.
Sure.
I saw someone else say that they have issues with other people talking loudly.
Yeah.
And I am always, my poor dear husband, I'm always like, shh, inside voices.
Oh, no.
Like, I'm not talking loudly. And maybe it's not him. Maybe it's just that my ears are sensitive.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if it bothers me when someone says, like overly bothers me when someone says, oh God, I have such freaking ADHD flippantly.
Yeah.
But there are struggles.
Yeah.
Like real struggles behind these illnesses.
Totally.
One that I use that I have to actively stop myself from using is PTSD.
Yeah. That is an interesting one. Yeah. That's a big one.
I used it the other day describing something and I was like, wait a minute, that's like PTSD is real and people who suffer from it, the side effects are awful.
Like using it flippantly, like, oh, I have PTSD from that time I tried to return something at Target and they wouldn't let me.
I know. Oh, I was
just so flippant.
I was on an airplane and I was listening to two friends talk to each other. And one of them was like, oh, God, I'm having Mykonos PTSD right now.
I hate them. Oh, no. No one can mention anything about Mykonos and me take them seriously.
I know.
Because it's just like, if you have the luxury of visiting Mykonos, you're doing pretty well.
I know.
I'm not going to
And also, you don't have Mykonos PTSD because you weren't fighting a war over there.
No, you certainly weren't.
Like, you were island hopping.
Yeah, you were trying to meet this DJ.
Unless you were on a boat that burned down and you had to swim for a couple of days.
Yeah, and a gentleman got stuck in the elevator shaft and you saw his blood running like happened on a cruise ship.
Yeah, like, those are true PTSD traumas.
Yeah.
Another one that I use occasionally, but now I'm more conscious of, schizo.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, no, that's not good. not good.
And I apply it to things like, oh, God, the weather is so schizo.
Oh, dear. Yeah, no, that's a big, I would say that's a no. That's a good one to realize.
I mean, I wouldn't say it on this podcast.
Sure.
I wouldn't say it in a public forum, but sometimes I'll say that to my husband.
Sure, yeah.
And I need to stop myself before the words come out.
Yeah. That's an interesting one. There's one that drives me nuts. Not, it doesn't drive me nuts. It's more like I notice it every mm-hmm. time, which is the difference between the word hilarious and hysterical. So I am not going to get up in arms at all.
Yeah.
But I think usually when people use the word hysterical, they mean hilarious. Huh. That thing was really hilarious. It was super, super funny. Because hysterical is what women were called when they had such big feelings they had to be put away.
Yeah, yeah.
Hysteria, female hysteria, etc. So like, again, I don't care, but I always notice it. When someone uses the word hysterical, I usually think, I think they mean hilarious.
Bethany, I've never thought about the difference between those words before, and I thought that they meant the same thing.
I absolutely thought they meant the same thing. And I saw someone point it out, I think on social media, this was a while ago, and I was like, wait a minute, I think you're right. Let me look at the definition of hysteria. It's also probably changed, but let's look up hysterical definition.
But that is a really interesting take on just sort of slowing down and thinking about what you're saying, especially if on public forums like social media and stuff like that.
Well, and I just love it because you know I love learning more language. And like, I think, speaking of Moira Rose again, I think Moira Rose from Schitt's Creek is such, is a character that we should all try to emulate. And her use of language is so funny.
Yeah.
And it is funnier to find a creative way to express your emotions than to just say something is fucked up.
Yes.
Right? Like if you actually think of a different way, that's why I get so up in arms about phrases that become like common where like I'm here for it or I have all the feels, because it's like, no, you have a chance to explain to me what you're feeling.
Oh my God.
And I love the chance to do that. I saw somebody interviewed and she said something to the extent of like, culture has changed. And I thought she was going to say, I'm here for it. But instead, she said, culture has changed and it has made me so appreciative of my ability to see other people's viewpoints, which is a way different expression and a way different feeling. And now we understand her better than her saying, I'm here for it. Do you know what I'm saying?
I used feel the feels the other day in like the stupidest way possible. But you've really now set a light bulb on fire. Nope, that's not.
No, set that light bulb on fire. Use some gum.
Okay, you've set a light bulb on fire in my brain now as to why don't I just actually take a second to actually express myself.
But I think it's also because we all have a million things going on in our brains. Mm. And you know, it's the path of least resistance. It's hard to think of a different thing to say.
Like sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
I'm not sorry at all is exactly what that means.
Right. I am not sorry.
I am not sorry. All. And this is why.
Right. By the way, I looked up hysterical.
Yeah.
And it is deriving from or affected by uncontrolled extreme emotion. The band was mobbed by hysterical fans. The fans weren't funny. They were filled with aggressive emotion.
Okay, now, but I'm just thinking like something funny going on. Like, oh my God, you should have seen the chaos tonight. It was hysterical.
That would actually work because of chaos.
I know, but I don't mean it like chaos.
Yeah.
I'm saying it because the chaos was funny.
Was funny. But here's the other thing. It also says informally, it can mean extremely funny. So like, you're not using it incorrectly if you use it to mean funny. But from what I understand, the roots are in it's uncontrolled emotion.
Huh.
So it's probably more that you mean hilarious.
Just,
I don't know, it's interesting.
Just some food for thought.
Yeah, I love this kind of stuff.
Gentle listeners, if there's another word that we should start adding to this list.
Yeah, let's keep a running list.
By all means, like write in and tell us.
Yeah.
Because always trying to do better over here.
Definitely. And trying to make fewer people feel like crap.
Yeah.
By using words that like are hurtful to them.
Mm-hmm.
When it doesn't take a lot of energy on our part to change what we say.
Yeah, that's right.
Kathleen, is that what you learned this week?
No, I have a really good one.
What's the one?
Do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first?
I want you to go first.
Okay. In Japan, it is a huge trend, huge, Bethany, to carry around Trader Joe's canvas shopping bags.
What?
Bethany, people who work in Trader Joe's, I was reading all about this on Reddit yesterday, and I was like, how did I not know about this? It is a huge trend for visitors to America from Japan. They'll walk into Trader Joe's and just clear out the store. They buy every single tote bag that's in there, like the canvas tote bags.
Whoa, that's so cool.
And then when you go to Japan, like cute little boutiques or whatever, they'll have like a random rack of Trader Joe's shopping bags with like New York, Seattle, Austin.
I wonder why that is.
It is just a thing that is so popular in Japan.
Isn't it funny? You just don't ever know what's going to catch on.
I'm trying to think of what would be popular in America that other countries are like, really?
I mean, what isn't there a drink in like the US, one of the Paul brothers, Logan or whatever, Hamish Paul came out with, that's like people are like paying hundreds of dollars for this like energy drink.
Oh my God.
I'm so out of the loop. I don't know anything about anything.
Oh, you know how Americans go crazy for you know, that chocolate with the toy inside?
Oh yeah, Kinder
something.
Chocolates. Yeah.
It was once upon a time. It's more available now in America, but it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Like a long time ago, I remember listening to people talk about how they would go to all the stores to get their kids these Kinder whatevers.
Yeah.
And in England, they're everywhere.
I remember I went to London and I bought myself a Kinder egg.
Yeah.
And I made a little motorcycle out of it.
I know. And then it's like it came out that kids were just eating the whole egg and then choking on the whole
choking
thing.
Choking on the motorcycle. But the motorcycle was in a plastic bag. The kid had to eat through the plastic bag.
Know.
What is your kid doing? Keep an eye on your kid.
I know.
When they eat those Kinder eggs.
Bethany, what did you learn this week?
I learned that in the wintertime, bees huddle together to stay warm.
Oh.
And sometimes a bee will get trapped outside the hive. But if you catch it soon enough, you can gently breathe hot air onto the bee and it will slowly get the feeling back in its little body. And it'll be able, you just kind of keep like, and it'll available,
it's
like
so
be able to like
cute.
Walk and then you like put it back in the hive.
I feel in another life, you might have been a bee tender.
I freaking love bees. I love them.
You should take, I got to hook you up with my friend Kirsten.
Love beekeeping.
She takes beekeeping classes.
It's the best. I used to hang out with a guy who kept bees. And the best day was when he was like, you want to go see the bees? I'm like, yeah, let's go see the bees. Hang out with bees.
You know, maybe for our next Patreon book club, there's a book about bees that I've been meaning to read. Do you want to read it and come hang out with us?
Perhaps. What's it called?
Okay.
Is there a murder in it?
No.
Come on.
I think it's about a beekeeper in Syria.
Does anyone get like
Aleppo? I think Aleppo is in the word. I don't know, something like that.
Does anyone gather everyone in the book into one room in a house and then tells them the story of how they solved a murder?
I mean, Bethany, it's an award-winning book.
Is Poirot in this book?
No, it's not.
Well, let me know when you find one.
Bethany, where can people follow you on social media?
I'm Ms. Bethany Watson on Instagram, Radio Bethany on Twitter. What about you, Kathleen?
I am Kathleen Loves Color on everything. And you can follow this podcast. We have a new Facebook group. Mm-hmm. If you were in the old one, that one got closed up. It got zipped up. And
the city came in and realized that it was unsafe and closed it up.
The building inspector was like, this foundation is crumbling.
They taped a piece of paper over the seam of the door so they could tell if someone opened it.
Oh, my God. So we have a new group, and we have a lot of wonderful admins that run that group, and there's a lot of great things going on in there. So make sure you rejoin that.
Definitely. You can also send us an email, hello@acquiredtastepodcast.com.
Leave us a voicemail. Our phone number is 917-994-0353.
We have a post office address, which is a fraught topic, Kathleen, you poor thing.
I think maybe it's time. I think our subscription runs out in April.
Okay.
Maybe it's time to close up our post office.
Close the P.O. box?
It's bad for the environment.
This is a conversation to have. We can also move it.
We can
closer
move it
to where I live, which might be an easier thing. We will see what happens.
That would be...
Because I know it's fraught for you.
That would be so helpful.
You poor thing.
But like also, like, you know what? Maybe a good topic to do on this podcast would be the environmental impacts of sending mail.
I know, but I love mail. I love getting a physical letter. Don't you love getting a physical letter?
No.
Oh, I love it. No. I love a nice handwritten sentiment.
No, I like Christmas cards at Christmas time.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
No, I love a letter. Do I write them? No. Do I want to receive them? Hell yeah.
No, I got a bill sent to my friend Whitney's house the other day because she lives in my old apartment. And she's like, hey, some mail came for you. And I was like, just put it in the trash. Well, even if you give it to me, I'm not going to open it.
It might be important mail.
It's medical bills.
That's important mail.
It doesn't affect your credit score anymore.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It just goes away eventually.
No, that's not quite. I don't think that's the way that works.
No, it does, Bethany. It will eventually go away because their office staff will give up.
By the way, I got an invoice from our accountant and I paid it.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Why doesn't he just do it electronically?
P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
Did he hit all the talking points?
I don't know. No, man. This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath. In Taste Buds, here's what you had to say this week.
Hey, good morning, Taste Buds. It's Lenny, and today is February 14th, or Valentine's Day. It's honestly one of my favorite days. It's like one of my favorite holidays. My heart is heavy today for a lot of reasons, but I'm trying to find the love and light and brightness in the world. When I live closer to home, where like all my friends and I grew up, I used to drive around on this day and like drop off Valentine's and little candies and goodie bags for them of my life that I loved. And this is my version of doing that. For find someone you love, tell them you love them. Love yourself, whatever you gotta do to find a little bit of extra light and joy today. I hope you guys have a great day, and I love you all. Bye.
Hi, guys. This is Ellie. I'm one of the mods in the Acquired Taste group. I never called, but I just felt the need to call because I'm listening to this episode. And Bethany, when you make iced coffee, I learned this the other day. I always just left it on the counter. And then, like, one day I Googled it because I was like, this iced coffee sucks. And they were like, that's not how you make iced coffee. Like, something about, like, this is not scientific. I don't know really what I'm talking about, but you could probably Google it. If you, like, leave it on the counter, it's not concentrated enough and it's like watered down, and iced coffee has like a higher concentration of like coffee grounds. So I bought this thing on Amazon where you put the coffee grounds like right into this little center thing and then put water around it, and then you like shake it up 3 times, you leave it overnight, and then it's like a higher concentration. So the black coffee doesn't taste like watered garbage, and I still put creamer in it, but it's still better than just like leaving coffee on the counter. So I don't know if this is helpful, but I did that for years and it wasn't good enough. And then I Googled it one day and realized that it's not how iced coffee is supposed to be made or cold brew is supposed to be made. If you want me to send you the link, I can do that, but you need it. It's like $10 and it's a game changer. Okay. Love you guys. Bye.
Hi, Bethany and Kathleen. This is Nicole. I've called before. I was just calling because I've been meaning to call you guys for a couple of weeks now and just keep forgetting, but I listened a while ago to episode 428, and Kathleen mentioned how she has this regret that she never went on the water playground in the Algarve. So I just wanted to say that, Kathleen, if you ever plan to go to Portugal again, I might be able to help you out. My parents have an apartment there because they were both born in Portugal. So our little beach town that we're in, we're on like a bay, so you're not directly in the ocean, I guess. You're kind of separated from the rough waves of the ocean, and they usually have one of those water playgrounds set up in like the bay area. I remember going on it years ago. So I remember that the people actually let us stay on there much longer than we were supposed to be because there was literally nobody else out there with us. So it was really cool. It was a lot of fun. We were kind of cold, but you know, if you ever go back to Portugal, Kathleen, let me know.
Hey, ladies and Dennis. Kathleen, I know you said that you weren't going to mess with your neighbors anymore, but if you're looking for just something harmless, that you know what happened. Look up Day Ruiners on Google. It's this company where they can send stuff like a card filled with like just a ton of glitter. So then when they open it, glitter everywhere. A lot of other stuff. I had a friend of mine agree to do it when we got drunk one night for her ex. I still don't know if it actually went through or not, but anyway, they send everything completely anonymous, so unfortunately there's no tracking, so you won't really know when it happened, but they have some great options if you just want to mess with them a little bit. Love you guys, bye.